弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you.
大家一定会有点好奇，为什么我这个圣诞节前面会选以赛亚书？
Maybe you're wondering why should I pick a message from Isaiah rather than the Christmas related issues?
可以先在这之前介绍一点点关于自己。
I would like to give you a brief description about myself.
我从大陆来，
Came from mainland China.
我自己的教会，也大部分都是年轻的弟兄姐妹，从学校毕业或者还在学校的。
My church in Shanghai, most of the congregants are also young people just graduate or even attending college.
我就发现弟兄姐妹有一个难处。
I found that among the brothers and sisters, we face a common difficulty.
怎么样能够读圣经，同时把全本圣经跟福音相连，又跟我们的生活实践相连？
Is that how can we understand the Bible and live out what Bible teaches us?
我们的信念是上帝把全本圣经给我们，都是关乎我们的救恩，也同时关乎我们的生活。
Our belief is that God has given us this holy Bible, and not only to save us, but it's also be the guidance of our life.
所以有段时间，我们想到说，旧约可能很多弟兄姐妹不熟悉。
So perhaps the Old Testaments are not that familiar. You are not that familiar with it.
所以那个时候我自己给自己一个挑战，说，可能要用几年的时间，把旧约每一卷圣经，用简短的方式，用讲道的方式来跟弟兄姐妹分享。
So I give myself a challenge that I will share my messages from the Old Testament.
其实刚刚开始的时候，有点像以色列人开始进到这个旷野里，不知道能不能走出去。
At the beginning, it was like the same feeling as Israelites wandering in the wilderness and don't know where they will end up with.
但是从创世纪开始，一直走到马拉基书。
But since the first book, Genesis, until the last book, Malachi.
3年多一点。
It's about more than 3 years.
每个月有一个书卷。
I use 1 month to preach about 1 book in the Old Testament.
其实你说是弟兄姐妹得益呢，还是我自己得益呢
？So you may wonder who get more benefits, is that the congregants or myself?
我觉得两者其实都在其中来发现上帝话语的奇妙是何等的完全，是何等的一致。
And I found out both sides received the great benefits. From that, we see the consistency of God's teaching.
特别在以赛亚书的时候，我们就发现，实在这是一卷非常有意思的书卷。
Especially, I found in Isaiah, it's a very meaningful book.
还有稍微介绍一点点以赛亚书的背景。
So I'd like to give you some background about Isaiah.
有人在奇怪说这卷书是不是以赛亚写的？或者这卷书是不是在耶稣之前就存在
？Some people were wondering whether this was written by Isaiah or whether this book was written after Christ was born.
因为在当中，这是在旧约的书卷当中，一卷最清楚、最多处写到关于那位弥赛亚要降生的，而且很多很多细节在记载的清清楚楚。
Because this is the book that in the Old Testament. Give the most detailed description about the birth of the Messiah and the future plan for Messiah.
所以差不多前两个世纪，大家在这方面有很多很多的争辩。
So in the past 2 centuries, there are a lot of the controversies and debates about the authenticity of this book.
但是我想大家都是信主的弟兄姐妹，我们都知道说这一定是上帝启示。在耶稣之前就已经写成。
To Christians, we believe that this book had to be written before Christ was born.
但是大家这个信念一直到1947年的时候，发现有一个缺据。
But it was just the belief without evidence until 1947.
在巴勒斯坦的地方发现有一个洞穴，在其中发现一些古的羊皮卷，其中我们叫做死海古卷。 今天可以在 Harvard 图书馆里找得到。
That was a discovery of the Dead Sea Scroll, with the evidence that you can find in the library in Harvard.
基本上这些书卷是主前一到二世纪的那些抄本。
And those sheep's skin manuscripts were written about 2 centuries ago before Christ was born.
而其中最完整的一卷就是以赛亚书。
And the one that was most perfectly preserved is the book of Isaiah.
但是只是知道这些还不够，我们要回到这个第六章，我们来想想看当时的情景是如何。
But not only knowing those historical evidence is not sufficient, we have to come back to the book of itself.
第六章的一开始就讲到一个王。
We see chapter 6 at the beginning, it was the time of King Uzziah.
乌西亚王是当时怎样的一个王呢？
What kind of king Uzziah is?
如果我们看回早一点的经卷，在列王记跟历代志都记载，这个乌西亚王是相当有能力的一位王。
If you go back to the Old Testament to look at the kings and the chronicles, you can see that Uzziah is a very capable king.
而我们就发现他跟当时以色列国已经分裂成南国跟北国。
At that time, the Israel land has been separated into two kingdoms, north and the south.
而在分裂之后，有相当多的因为内战和各种各样的问题，就变成版图就缩小。
Both of the kingdoms shrank because of the inner fighting and other problems.
但是在乌西亚王跟北国同时的那个耶罗波安王一同在位的时候呢？
At the time of Uzziah, he was the king of the southern Judah, and also at that time the ruler of the northern kingdom was Jeroboam
the second.
这
两个王在位的时候，曾经再次的就把以色列的版图扩展到大卫跟所罗门巅峰的时期的那样大。
Both kings were capable, so they were. They expanded their territory back to the glorious days of David and Solomon.
而且他们的财富也是聚集的相当的明显。
And they quickly accumulated the national wealth.
而且乌西亚也是当时在整个以色列南国跟北国极少数的几个王，在列王记跟历代志被称作是耶和华眼中看为正的。
King Uzziah is one of the few kings that was praised by the Bible. The Bible stated that he was perceived as good in the eyes of the Lord.
但是这个王呢，在他强盛的时候做了一件事。
But on the climax of his glorious reign of the land, he made a big mistake.
他忘了上帝清清楚楚把君王的角色跟祭司的角色在那个时代分开。
He forgot that God had separated the duties of the king versus the priest.
可能不只是，不只是无意的来忘记。
So not only because probably not just forget, probably intentionally try to surpass his power.
而上帝对这件事非常的不满，从那天开始他就有大麻风。
So King Uzziah got leprosy on the day that he was trying to offer the sacrifice in the temple.
以赛亚曾经是对这个乌西亚王是抱有极大的盼望的一位先知。
And prophet Isaiah at the beginning had a lot of hope about this king.
但是在乌西亚王崩的那年，就是他去世那一年，乌西亚就，以赛亚进到圣殿的时候，上帝重新提醒以赛亚关于一些事。
So on the day of this king's death, when Isaiah went to the Lord's temple, God revealed to him this new vision.
我们必须记得， 这时候的以色列南国北国在一起，其实并不是在一个完完全全安稳的一个场景，虽然强盛，但是却在另外的一些危机当中。
Let's keep this in mind that although at this time both kingdoms, north and south, were strong, but they were never stabilized. They were still facing a lot of the external challenges or internal challenges.
不只是近邻有许多的敌对的国家。
Not only they have enemies surrounding them.
亚兰。
Aaron.
以色列，这是北国以色列。
To Judah, the northern kingdom was also one of the enemies.
南边的以东。
And Edom on the south.
更远一点，两个强权。
Farther away were two superpower.
一个是亚述。
Assyrian.
一个是埃及。
And Egyptians.
而以色列在这个地方，正好在这两个强权的，如果他们两个强权要做贸易或者是战争，以色列和南国犹大正好在那个必经之路上。
So both south and the northern kingdom was in the danger, if Assyrian and Egyptian have some treaty or collaboration.
在这个，它是一个关键的位置。
Because they were located just in between, this is a critical point.
但是比较小。
But they were much smaller than the two superpowers.
一个乌西亚王这样有能力的王去世之后，在面对这么多压力的时候，这个国家的未来是如何呢？
So, what is the future for the kingdom of Judah when such a powerful, capable king suddenly died?
当以赛亚进到这个圣殿的时候，他被重新再次提醒。
But Isaiah, when he entered the temple, he was reminded again.
我们可以看到这里讲到说，当他进到圣殿的时候，他看见的是什么？
So what we see, what was described when Isaiah entered the temple?
谁在宝座上呢？
Who was on the throne?
耶和华。
God himself.
他说他的衣裳垂下就已经遮满了殿。
So even the train of his robe filled the whole temple.
但是那个敬拜赞美没有停在那而已。
But the praise and worship did not stop over there.
你可以看到有天使，有遮盖约柜的天使在那里赞美神。
You see the angels were singing praises.
他说圣哉圣哉圣哉万军之耶和华。
And they sang, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty.
Yes, 我们可能当中有不少弟兄姐妹知道希伯来文没有比较级跟不会加 EREST.
So in Hebrew, there's no ER or EST to describe different levels.
它只是用重复来表明一个概念的相对还是绝对。
So they have to use repetition to represent the higher levels.
所以他讲到圣哉圣哉圣哉，就是在讲说耶和华是至圣的那一位。
So holy, holy, holy.The triplet represents the highest level of praises.
但是他给耶和华的名字竟然是万军之耶和华。
But the name they call is Lord, the Lord Almighty.
为什么讲到军队？
Why do they mention military?
因为是耶和华把以色列放在这个地方。
Because it's God himself put Israel in this land.
是耶和华自己把他保护在这里
，and protect this nation created by himself.
上帝借着他的天使在提醒以赛亚关于这件事情。
God used the angels' praises to remind Isaiah this fact.
但是还没停
，and it did not stop there.
他说他的荣光充满全地
，and the next phrase says the whole earth is full of his glory.
我们在敬拜的时候觉得。荣耀充满多少呢？
So when we praise the Lord, how much glory we can see or feel?
我觉得这个，我们都觉得这个圣所、这个圣堂，或者是不管，有些人甚至管教堂叫圣殿，就充满了上帝的荣耀。
When we praise the Lord, we saw the glory, God's glory fill this place.
但你看这个敬拜完全不同。
But you can see that this is a different level of worship.
他讲到说天地都充满耶和华的荣耀。
It says the whole earth is full of His glory.
这提醒我们关于什么？
So it reminds us this.
其实这是连回到创世纪最开始的时候。
Actually, this brings us back to the Genesis, the creation.
上帝创造完所有的之后， 在第六天, 他创造人。
God created human beings on the 6 days after He created all others.
而他在设立这个人的时候, 他创造人的时候, 他说, 他们被造成耶和华的形象。 我们的中文的翻译是, 按照 他的形象来造人, 按照神的形象来造人。
And the Bible says that human beings were created according to the image of God.
Yeah, but the better translation is that human beings are created into the image of God. 中文就是说, 但是这个原文的意思应该可以翻译成 人被创造成为上帝的形象。 但是那个形象这个词不只是一个形象，我们有鼻子有眼睛，好像上帝有鼻子有眼睛一样，不只是在那里。他说这个词是用来讲到说，人被创造的时候，竟然可以像上帝的偶像，或者是像帝的雕像，或者是上帝的塑像。The
image is not just the physical part of the facial looks, but rather it's like we were a statue. Of God,
yeah. 什么是叫做一个神的雕像呢？ 或者一个神的神像呢？
So what is a statue or even an if I can call idol?
Idol, yeah.
Idol of God. Yeah.
就是在看到那个雕像的时候， 你知道说背后有一个神。
It's that when you see that statue, you know behind that is the Lord.
但是我们， 不是我们所做的， 我们自己， 上帝在创造的时候， 他说这个， 就在指向背后有位神。
So when people see us, hope that they see behind us is the Lord.
这就是最根本的反对偶像崇拜和假神崇拜。
And this is why Christianity stands against idol worshiping.
不再需要任何偶像。
Because we don't need any idol.
我们是上帝的形象。
Because we are the image of God.
他说， 但是在这个时候， 他创造我们， 他有一个在创世纪讲到我们的一个功用， 被创造出， 成为上帝形象的一个功用是， 我们在这地上， 在全地， 治理全地。
In Genesis, we were also created to manage this world.
而那个管理， 治理这个字， 其实是在重现， 重复出现在， 在利未记的时候， 用在 讲到祭司在圣殿里去管理、去敬拜、去服侍这位上帝的那个字。
Manage is the same word that was used in Leviticus when the priest was doing all the worship in the temple.
或者说在创世纪上帝就告诉我们说我们在哪里敬拜神呢？
God also tells us where should we worship the Lord.
我们应该在上帝创造的天地当中来敬拜神。
We should worship Him within the land, the heaven and earth that was created.
所以到这里我们有没有发现这个连接呢？ 在这个敬拜的时候， 在以赛亚见到的这个天使的敬拜当中， 有没有跟创世纪上帝所创造的那个敬拜场景连在一起呢？
So here we see the connection of this scenery, of this scene that Isaiah saw in the temple was connected to the creation of heaven and earth and man.
其实人会忘记的。
And we are so forgetful.
但是上帝要提醒。
God wants to remind us.
而且上帝用他的使者来提醒, 用他的天使来提醒我们。
God used His angels to remind us.
在这个场景, 就是为什么我们会唱, 成为我意象, 到底什么是意象?
We just sang, Be My Vision. What is a vision?
意象, 我们可以从这个场景当中来发现，就是看见上帝。
Vision means you see the Lord.
看见他是怎样的一位上帝。
You see how mightyful he is.
然后接下来就会有人带出来的反应。
And then you see man bring out the consequences.
以赛亚的反应是如何呢？
We see how Isaiah responded to this vision.
他说：“祸哉
He said, Woe to me,
，因为我是不洁净的。
because for I am a man of unclean lips,
”而且又住在嘴唇不洁的民当中，
and I live among a people of unclean lips.
而且更重要的是，因为眼见大君王耶和华，万军之耶和华。
Especially when I just saw the King, the Lord Almighty.
他知道上帝是圣洁的，
He knows that God is holy,
他也知道自己是不圣洁的。
and he is filthy.
但是在圣洁的跟不圣洁同在的时候，
When the holy one and the filthy one coexist,
那怎么会发生什么？
what will happen?
他说：“我有祸
So Isaiah said, Woe to me,
我灭亡了。
I am ruined.
这就是。当中一个相当重要的事，不过呢，当中还有一个提醒是：为什么他知道他自己是嘴唇不洁的人，并且住在嘴唇不洁的民当中呢？
How come Isaiah will realize that he is unclean and live in the people of uncleanness?
你想到创世纪吗？
Does that bring us back to Genesis?
人应当怎样在天地之间呢？
How can a man live between heaven and earth?
如果上帝的那个启示，我们比照的时候，就才发现自己是如何了。
Because when we compare us with the Creator, we realize how lowly we are.
上帝创造我们，成为他荣耀的彰显。
God created us to show off His glory.
但是我们却是清清楚楚，嘴唇不洁。
But we are very clearly men of a people of unclean lips.
这是在上帝面前第一个清醒的自知。
So this is the first awake or awareness before the Lord.
但是不是这个敬拜的场景就停在这儿呢？
But the worship scene did not stop here.
其实还要继续往下。
So let's continue.
他就看到另外一个场景，就是一个撒拉夫拿了红炭来沾他的嘴，然后他就被宣告什么？
The next thing is that the seraph will take the red coal and put into the mouth of Isaiah, and then what happened?
这个宣告是说，你的罪便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
And the angel proclaimed that Isaiah's guilt is taken away and Isaiah's sin is atoned for.
上帝创造人，人失败了，是否上帝就失败了呢？
God created man and man failed. Does that mean God failed too?
没有，上
No.
帝有一个更新的计划。
No, because God has a plan of renewal.
其中叫做赦免。
And that is forgiveness.
所以重新，这个罪人又有了一个新的身份。
So the sinner has a new status.
被称呼是圣洁的。
Because he is called holy now.
然后，是不是这个崇拜的情形又停在这儿呢？
But the worship did not stop here.
就看他说，这时候有一个声音说：“我可以差遣谁，谁肯为我们去呢？”
In verse 8, Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us?
这是常常很多人在讲到呼召的时候用的经文。
This is a very common verse cited by preachers who are making the calls.
就是呼召全时间奉献的同工。
Especially calling for full-time ministers.
但是很有意思，背后的语气是什么？
But interestingly, let's see what's the tone behind this.
是不是这个上帝很可怜？
Is that Does that let you feel that God is in a helpless situation? He could not find a worker.
他就说，到底这个当中有没有哪一个是可以送出去的呢？
Can I find someone to do something for me?
不是。
No.
唐崇文牧师有一个的语气。 Stephen Tong.
Reverend Stephen Tong has a common tone that he likes to use.
他是说上帝有一个语气是，谁可以为我们去呢？ 我们可以差遣谁，谁给我们去？ He says like just God is proclaiming something really, really magnificently, but not just pleasing or not pleading anybody to go for him.
Thank you.
接下来是完美的，是完美对呼召的回应。所以这不是一个特别的一个使命加给任何一个人。So
this is not a mission that was just thrown onto someone, but a significant proclamation.
以赛亚说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”Isaiah
said, here I am, send me.
我特别喜欢那句希伯来文，他说：“Hinei ni，看哪，我就在这里。”Hinei ni，不要找了，我就在这里。Don't
look around, I'm here.
请你来差遣我。Please
send me off.
今天很多弟兄姐妹说。 上帝没呼召我。Today
we hear many brothers and sisters says, I did not hear the calling from the Lord.
我不可能去做童工嘛。I
cannot do this, I cannot do that.
上帝没呼召我。God
did not call me.
我根本不可能全时间。I
cannot be a full-time minister.
但是以赛亚的形状不一样。It's
completely different from the attitude that Isaiah had.
他说, 上帝的荣耀彰显的时候, 上帝的旨意彰显的时候,
Isaiah saw the revelation of God's will
and His glory.
And His glory.
他说，他知道我是罪人，他自己知道我自己是被赦免的。He
fully understand that he was a sinner that was just pardoned.
上帝的旨意在这里。And
God's will is there.
这么清楚。
So clear.
我愿意，请你。 允许我参加。
I am willing and I plead to you to take me.
我们一直说上天的，给我清楚的旨意，清楚的计划，我才敢动。
Different from what we usually cry out to the Lord that you give me this plan so I can see clearly before I can move.
大概你给我知道说这个牧师的薪金是这个，我才可能往前走一点。
Let me know the average salary of this position before I can take this job.
但是上帝没有应许任何事的时候,
but God did not promise anything at this point.
以赛亚说：“我愿意来。”
Rather, Isaiah said, "I'm willing to go."
但是也没停在那儿。
And then we continue.
你就发现上帝的那个工作计划展现的时候，这是完全不一样的。
Then you see God reveals His plan, and it's completely different from.
你怎么样去评估一个传道人他传道成功与不成功呢？
So how do we judge whether a minister is successful or not?
我有机会在500个人的面前做布道会。
Once I had the chance to preach before 500 congregants.
我自己要数数看到最后有几个人回应。
And I had to count how many people responded to my calling.
十个，
ten，
可能还凑合，还凑合啊。
Maybe acceptable， ten out of 500。
如果有50个，
how about 50？
那可能算是比较好的成绩。
More satisfactory。
以赛亚要传的信息是向多少人呢？
But how many people God wants Isaiah to preach？
是整个以色列国，是整个犹太。
It's the, all the Israelites, both the northern and the southern kingdom together.
但是他的成绩会如何?
But what will be the results or consequences?
他说你去传，上帝说你去传。
I said, you go out and preach.
但是你的信息是这个。
But your message will be this.
你们听，是要听见，却不明白。
God says, go and tell these people, be ever hearing but never understanding, be ever seeing,
yeah, 却看不，却不，不晓得。
but never perceiving.
要使这百姓心蒙油之。
Make the heart of these people closed,
耳朵发沉。
make their ears dull,
眼睛昏迷。
and close their eyes.
其实到最后就讲到说，整个全境都像一片树林，整个犹大以色列全境就像一片树林。
It's like the whole Israel land is a wooded area.
原来非常茂盛，
like a forest, a lot of trees.
被上帝所滋养，被上帝培育的。
Nourished and cultivated by the Lord.
但最后被砍光。
But at the end, it was completely cut down.
最后剩一个东西。
The only thing left is
叫做树墩子。
Is the root.
我们都见，在北方人可能都见过切菜的菜墩子。
If you grow up in northern China, you see that a lot of the chopping board was used
Really?
by that piece of wood, the trunk.
这就是最后以色列的情景啊。
And that was the final scene of the Israelites.
这样的传道人，你愿意做吗？
Do you want to be such kind of a preacher?
但是如果你知道这是上帝的荣耀，你知道上帝的旨意是如此，你就会去做。
But if you know this God's will, and His glory, then you will go preach that kind of message regardless.
因为即便如此，上帝没有失败。
Even that, God does not fail.
所以这是以赛亚书的一个重要的组成。
So this is a main core message of Isaiah.
它可以被分成39跟27。就是因为它有66章，可以分39跟27。
It has 66 chapters and can be divided by 33 in the front, 27 in the back.
很像全本圣经，对吧？
Yeah, just like the whole Bible together. Yeah, 66 books.
前面39章不断讲到一件事。
The first 39 chapters, can be represented by one thing.
以色列本来是上帝从已经败坏的人类当中拯救出来，要成为他见证，重新被上帝更新，那这是全地彰显神荣耀的那个国家。
Israel was the race that was created by God and God want to use this race to show God's glory.
但是他们也失败。
But this race or this nation failed.
他们做些什么呢？
What did they do?
他们本来在这个国家应该上帝的荣耀彰显的时候，他们可以照顾贫穷的人，他们可以有公义的律法。
They should have righteousness. They should take care of the poor.
他们又应该有清清楚楚的次序在这个国家显明出来。
They should have orders.
但是却在这个国家的进行当中，就发现不公不义越来越彰显出来。
But as the nation grows, the more unrighteousness.
他们本来是要彰显出上帝的荣耀，让周围的人的国家的人都可以看得见，知道说以色列中有一位神。
They should be the example, the good example to all other nations surrounding them.
但他们太多的被周围的国家的这些不同的文化吸引。
But they were, on the other hand, attracted or distracted by the culture of the surrounding nations.
被他们的这些 ideology, 被他们的这些理想，被他们这些形而上的东西被他们的崇拜吸引。
They were distracted or led astray by even their worships of those surrounding nations, their religion.
所以他们开始去学习他们的崇拜的方式。
They learned different ways of worship from other religions.
他们学习他们对待百姓的那些不公平的方式。
And the way they treat people, which is unfair.
上帝说，这是我的百姓吗？
So God said, is this the people that I created?
我所种的树不应该结这样的果子。
The trees that I planted should not bear this kind of fruit.
我自己造的偶像不是长这样的。
The image that I created doesn't, should not look like this.
他另外一方面，他们开始跟不同的超级大国开始联盟。
And at that time, politically, they were also forming allies with superpower nations surrounding them.
第六章结束之后就是第七章。
After chapter 6, chapter 7,
开始讲到一个乌西亚王之后的一个王，叫做亚哈斯。
You can see that Ahaz, the king after Uzziah.
他碰到北方两个国家联盟要来攻击他。
He is facing the enemies that was the two kings in the north form ally together and want to attack south.
以赛亚跟他说，你要向神求一件事，因为上帝会处理这件事，你不用太担心。
Isaiah the prophet told the king that God will show you the way out.
他说上帝甚至会给你一个兆头。
And God will even give you a sign.
他说我不要。
And Ahaz says, I don't want it.
因为我不要试探耶和华。
I don't want to tempt God.
其实这是一个借口。
Actually, this was an excuse.
其实他有点心，他胸有成竹。
Because the king has self-confidence.
他已经开始跟亚述联盟。
Because he was starting doing the collaboration with Assyria.
因为这亚述过来处理这两个国家。
Let the superpower Assyrian to take care of the two countries that want to attack
the two
Judah.
但是以赛亚就对他说，这个态度是有问题，而且你把犹太国放在一个更危险的地方。
Isaiah told him that this is dangerous. It's wrong on your attitude, and you also put our nation in danger.
虽然他说不试探耶和华。
Although Ahaz says that I am not going to tempt the Lord,
但其实他是真正不信靠耶和华。
But actually, in the bottom of his heart, he does not believe in God.
38-39的时候，就更是另外一个王，是叫做西西家王。
What chapter?
38-39.
When we get to chapter 38 and chapter 39, we have another king.
Hezekiah,
thank you.
他是好王。
He is also a good king.
但他做了一件事是也是跟亚哈斯没有太大区别。
But he did something wrong, similar to Ahaz.
亚哈斯是跟亚述联盟。
Ahaz had the alliance with
Syria.
Syria.
但是西西家呢？这是在跟亚述之后另外一个超级大国来联盟。
And Hezekiah also formed an alliance with a superpower nation.
叫做巴比伦。
That's Babylon.
他们这个时候把自己的国库，把耶和华殿里的宝库给这些敌人看。
And even show off, demonstrate the treasures stored in God's temple and show that off to Babylon.
以赛亚同时在讲说这件事也是有问题。
Isaiah also pointed out this is wrong.
但是更重要，在这个其中，在七章到三十九章之间，以赛亚就在不断的在把上帝的启示展现出来。他说，到底谁是这个整个征战、这个历史的主宰呢？不是亚述，因为在亚述很快就会被处理掉。
So from chapter 7 until chapter 19.Isaiah continued to show God's plan to the kings and tell them that the safety of Judah does not depend on forming alliance with the superpower nations.
也不是巴比伦。
Neither Assyrian nor Babylon.
所以在这当中有一连串的预言讲到周围的国家会怎么去面对他们自己的问题。
And during those chapters, we can see a lot of the prophecies of what will happen to those nations.
但更重要的是讲的是他们怎么去面对这个上帝。
The most importantly is how should Israelites face the Lord?
但是更重要的是讲到一个关于偶像崇拜的问题。
More importantly is how they should not worship idols.
在以赛亚书有一个一个段落非常清清楚楚的给我们看到偶像崇拜的那个虚假。
In one of the chapters, Isaiah shows the futility of idol worship.
他讲到说，偶像崇拜像什么呢？
And he said, worship an idol is like.
他说像一个人找到一棵非常漂亮的树。
Like someone find a beautiful tree.
把它砍下来。
And cut it down.
分成三份。
Separated into three parts.
一个造一个很美的像，代表自己。
One is building, carving an idol representing yourself.
其实你看偶像基本都是代表我们自己的形象。
So we see the idols on this earth, most of the time is reflecting what we are.
第二段，第二部分，就把它砍一砍，烤火取暖。
The second part we use it to burn fire to get warmth.
然后还有一部分拿来烤肉吃。
Number three is do it for barbecue.
这是偶像崇拜何等虚荒的部分。
So this is the futility of idol worship.
你觉得这很可笑，对吗？
Isn't that ridiculous?
那今天你我是不是一样，常常也陷在崇拜自己手所做的工作上面呢？
But it's also a very common trap that we often fell into.
我们是不是很崇拜某一个理论？
We may be worshiping a particular theory.
你可以想想，某些国家称呼没有神的，但是却在敬拜一些他们自己所造的雕像。
Some nations claim that they do not have any god. However, they created many man-made gods.
今天我们也是在我们不同的理论领域里面，一样，我们认为这是颠扑不破的真理。
And oftentimes, maybe in our particular professional field, there are some theories that we fully believe that will not be broken.
或者我们在我们的家庭生活里，我们也有很多很多的，认为这是我们家庭的 dominating 的那个 rule.
Maybe we have those dominating rules in our families.
绝对不可以颠覆的。
That cannot be broken.
但是不是这样呢？
But is that true?
上帝告诉我们说，有一些是比这更重要的。
And God tells us that there are something more important than those rules.
我不要让这个国、这个家庭、这个工作，甚至教会，反映的是我的形象，是我的意志。
That we should not let our family, our career, to reflect the rules of ourselves.
我们存在的目的是彰显这个上帝的形象。
Because the purpose of our existence is to reflect the image of our Creator.
当你找到这个最终的意义的时候
，So when you find this ultimate purpose,
你才发现这些生活当中所有其他领域是跟这个相连的。
That you can find everything that you do in your life are connected to this ultimate purpose.
而且这一些领域都可以在不断的彰显上帝的荣耀。
And all those.Your family, your career can reflect the glory of God.
但你反过来的时候
But when you turn that around,
这些就成为你的重担
Those will become your burden.
以色列国就是这样啊
Just like the Israelites.
亚述后来成为他的重担
Assyrian became the heavy burden of Judah.
兵临城下
The military, the army,It's coming over to attack.
王的心都快化了。
The heart of the king melted.
巴比伦也一样。
So is Babylon.
他们依靠巴比伦。
Judah rely on the alliance with Babylon.
但却被巴比伦掳去了。
But they were finally captured by Babylon.
今天你我是不是也会这样呢？
So are we going to fall into that kind of trap?
我们让成功就成为我们的偶像。
Let the success become our idol.
我 我们常常就为了成功，为了这个，为了那个，就缩手缩脚，不敢做一些新的领域。
We were bounded by the pursuit of the success so that we cannot break out of some of the rules.
其实教会常常也会有这种情形。
And even church cannot escape from those traps.
可不可以这么讲？一旦教会忘掉说人数的这个负担。
If a church forget about the burden of attendance,
他只要记得他的责任是在这个地方彰显神的荣耀。
As long as the church remembers that its ultimate duty is to glorify the image of the Lord,
在未来的时候才能看见上帝的荣耀彰显在这个教会里。
then can that church see the glory of God in that church?
而且发现这个上帝荣耀就彰显在每一个个体的身上。
And God's glory is filled in every single congregant.
但你进到这个场景的时候，你会像以赛亚一样。
When you get into that scene, you will feel like Isaiah.
你会跟上帝说：“我在这里，请差遣我。
You will feel that and said, responded to the same way,
”你会，
telling the Lord that, Here am I, send me.
而且你会跟着他，甚至你看不到近期的这些成果，你有这个动力，你有这个能力，可以继续下去。
You are willing to go, even though you cannot see better circumstances.
这不只是以赛亚，
And not only Isaiah.
神的仆人历代都如此。
All the good servants, the faithful servants of the Lord throughout the history were all like that.
我们很多是从大陆来的弟兄姐妹。
Many of us came from China mainland.
49年的时候，
In 1949,
这个国家的颜色变了，
The nation changed its flag.
无神论变成主导。
Atheism became the paradigm
不知道五几年的时候，
until 50 something.
所有的外国宣教士全都被赶走或杀掉，
All the missionary were kicked out or killed.
这些教会领袖被放到监狱里。
And all the leaders of church were put in jail.
六几年、七几年的时候，
60s and 70s,
那个当权的那个集团说，基督教已经成为历史的垃圾。
the one in power proclaimed that Christianity has become dropped into the trash can of history.
但是你知道什么事发生吗？
But then you realize what happened.
78年再次重新政策开放之后。
When the policy started to open up in 78,
西方的社会在祷告了相当久之后，
and after the long prayer by the Western societies,
有些人可以进去就急不可待的进去看看。
Westerners rushed into China to see what's the status of Christianity.
基本的统计是说，从解放，从文革前到文革后，应该说解放前到解放后，教会增长了10倍。
The statistic shows the church multiplied by 10 times from 49 until 78.
但是教会怎么增长的呢？
How could the church grow?
没有牧师吗？
There's no pastor at all.
没有传道。
There's no one, there's no ministers.
上帝在45到47，一直到50年代初期的时候，预备了一批弟兄姐妹。
I have prepared a group of brothers and sisters during the mid-40s to 50s.
有些这群在后面到海外的时候，你们都知道他们的名字。
Some of them finally came out to the Western world, and some of you are familiar with their names.
陈忠道、
陈忠道、
于立功。
余立功，those are pastors, famous pastors.
藤锦辉
，Pastor Tim.
这些都是在45到47年的学生工作复兴当中出来的弟兄姐妹。
Those were all then the students. Okay, that was dedicated themselves in the revival meetings during 40 and 50s.
但更多学生没有离开中国大陆。
Many more were left behind in China.
很多当中有丧失信仰，不过很多都坚守他们的信仰。
Though a small portion did not stand fast on their faith, but the majority were faithful.
他们看到，其实他们有灰心的时候。
Obviously, they may feel frustrated from time to time.
不过他们坚持他们的信仰，知道上帝是在这一切之后掌权那一位。
But they were persistent because they believed that God has the ultimate control.
但是当这个时局改变的时候，你会发现很多很多的教会是这些弟兄姐妹做见证的结果。
And now we realize that many church underground survived. It was because the testimony of those people.
我自己的教会，自己的母会，差不多都是三十岁左右的，或者是更年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Like my church in Shanghai, the majority were like in the age of 30 to 40.
有一对长辈。
But there was an old couple.
差不多他们是70岁快到80岁的时候。
About age 70 some.
他们就是这个时代出来的弟兄姐妹。
And they were the survivors of the 40s and 50s.
你可以看到上帝的工作是何等一致吗？
So you can see how consistent God's work is.
他保守他的百姓。
He protected his people.
但是在之前他也会历练他的百姓。
And before that, he would let them go through trials and temptations.
但你知道上帝的审判，上帝的洁净，不是所有的最终的那个音符。
But God's judgment and God's cleansing,
the purifying,
purification,
yeah,
is not the
end of the whole music. There's another chapter following it.
但是之后还有一个新的篇章，这是40章开始的盼望。 And in the Isaiah is those messages after chapter 40, the new hope.
它讲到一个新的百姓群体会被建立起来。
It's about raising a new group of people.
而且不只是以色列人。
And not only restricted to Israelites.
是新天新地包括所有的万民当中被他呼召的人。
But the new heaven and earth, including all kinds of races, the people that responded to his calling.
你有没有看见我已经把旧约连到新约去了呢？
So now you can see that I'm connecting from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
旧约很少提到向万国的这个宣教的施工。
In the Old Testament, you seldom see messages talking about evangelize to all nations.
但是以赛亚书清楚地讲到说，上帝旨意是面向全地的。
In the book of Isaiah, you can see God's plan is for the whole earth.
他的审判先从以色列开始。
And his judgment will start from the Israelites first.
然后再复兴。
Then revival.
他的审判也临到万邦。
And his judgment will come to all nations.
然后他的复兴也在彰显出来。
And then his renewal will be revealed.
然后其实这不只是只有到了40章之后，在第二章的时候已经把这个画面预先给我们看见。
Because this plan has been shown to you in chapter 2.
我们可以翻到第二章二节一直到四节。
We go to the front, Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 4.
末后的日子，耶和华殿山的山必坚立，超乎诸山。
Verse 2, chapter 2 says, In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains.
高举过于万岭。It
will be raised above the hills.
万民都要流归这山。
And all nations will stream to it.
必有许多国的民前往说,
Many people will come and say,
来吧,让我们登耶和华的山,
Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord,
奔雅各神的殿,
to the house of the God of Jacob.
主必将他的道教训我们,
He will teach us his ways,
我们也要行他的路,
so that we may walk in his paths.
因为训诲必出于锡安,
The law will go out from Zion.
耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
他必在列国中施行审判。
He will judge between the nations.
为许多国民断定是非。
And will settle disputes for many peoples.
他们要将刀打成犁头。
They will beat their swords into plowshares.
把枪打成镰刀。
And their spears into pruning hooks.
这国不举刀攻击那国。
Nation will not take up sword against nation.
他们也不再学习战士。
Nor will they train for war anymore.
到了六十六章的时候，这个画面就指向新天新地。
And when you get to chapter 66, it refers to the new heaven and earth.
你可以看到我们今天被放到神的这个旨意当中。
So you can see that we were put into God's will.
因为上帝的旨意没有失败。
Because God's will had never failed.
虽然我们不再是以色列人。
Although we are not the Israelites anymore.
但是我们是真以色列人，对吧？
But we are the true Israelites.
以色列人学这样的功课。
The Israelites learn such a lesson.
我们也一样在学习这样的功课。
And we are learning the same lesson.
就在我们的生活当中，我们应当看见上帝是这位掌权的主。
So that in our living, we should see God is the sovereign God.
我们是人。
We are human beings.
人的意义到底是如何？
What's the meaning of being a human being?
在这地上显明上帝的荣耀。
And it is to glorify the Lord himself.
在这天地之间成为他的祭司。
In between heaven and earth, we will become his priest.
你可以想到另外一个身份比这更尊贵吗？
Can you think of any other title that is more precious than this one?
有人看见你。
When people see you,
说那后面有一位神。
And realize that there's a God behind you.
让我们跟这一位一同来敬拜他的神。
So let's worship his God together.
就是今天，就是你我也一样，跟以赛亚一起来面对这位神的时候。
So you and me, when we face this God.
我的祷告是我们可以大家都可以更多进到神的上帝同在中去认识这位荣耀的主。
My prayer is that we can all have a better understanding, just like Isaiah saw in the scene.
然后可以回到我们的生活当中。
So that we bring that kind of attitude back to our living.
在我们的家庭生活里。
In our family life.
在我们的职业当中。
In our work.
在我们对这个世界的认知，或者叫我们不同的学科当中。
Or in the different disciplines that we are studying.
见证这位神的荣耀。
That we can bear good witness.
也可以彰显这位神的荣耀。
And demonstrate God's glory.
如果你真的有这个，有这样的体认的话。
If you have such a real understanding.
你会发现你所做的那个职业，不论它是什么，可以有机会彰显神的荣耀。
You will realize whatever you do is your vocation or profession.
而且你不会太多担心这个成功与失败。
You can be, you can bear good witness and you will not care about success or failure.
因为你知道这个当中的价值所在，不是多一块少一块，多一分少一分，而是在这当中去彰显这位上帝的荣耀而已。
Because it will not be judged by one more box.One less box you make.
同样，我鼓励大家，有一天你会发现，你会像以赛亚一样站在他面前说 ，Hineni， 我在这里，请差遣我。
And I just encourage you that one day you will be like Isaiah. You will say, "Lord, I'm ready. You can send me."
对不起，今天有点超时了。
Apologize that I over the time a little bit.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Okay. 二月份如果有机会再来的时候，我希望可以进到哥罗西书。
Next time I'll come in February, and hopefully, we'll see each other, and I'll preach about Colossians.
你可以看这个新的国。
And you will see this new nation.
会怎么样？有怎样的形象彰显在这个地上
？How this new nation will demonstrate a new image?
而且就在我们当中。
And it exists among us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's look up to the Lord in prayer.
天父上帝，谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你，其实是在这天地当中掌权那位主。
We thank you for the sovereign God that controls everything.
我们不必在这国或那国之间摇来荡去。
So that we don't have to, wavering between one nation to another.
我们不会在这个理论跟那个理论之间荡来荡去。
And we will not swing by this theory or that theory.
因为你是永不改变的。
Because you are the ones that never change.
你有那个得胜的确据。
And you have the assurance of victory.
我们就跟随你。
So that we will follow you.
也谢谢你把我们造成这天地之间你自己的形象。
And we thank you to created us to be your image between heaven and earth.
求你帮助我们认识。
Oh Lord, help us to understand.
让我们可以活得出来。
So that we can live out this faith.
求你给我们看你在这群体做什么。
Show us your deeds.
让我们可以在你面前说，我在这里，请差遣我。
So that we can stand before you and said, "Send me."
实在没有一件事，在这地上能够比在我们的工作、我们的生活、我们的侍奉当中跟随你更来的宝贵。
That on this earth, that nothing more precious, to us, than following you.
求你加给我们这眼光。
May you give us such a vision.
也给我们这动力。
And the motivation.
让我们可以在你面前一生之久，像以赛亚一样跟随你。
So that we stand firm and follow you all our life.
虽然看见是沮丧。
We may be frustrated.
但是却有坚定的盼望。
But we have hope.
愿荣耀可以在我们的生命当中，在我们的侍奉当中归给你。
May we give you the glory through our worship.
In Jesus' name we pray.
用耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. 今天特别要谢谢魏老师，因为我不习惯写稿，也不没有大纲，所以所有的翻译都是他，就是很快就反映出来，真是感谢。
I'll take all the blame for mistakes and mistranslation. Thank you.